Let me ask you a question. Are you a person who pursues excellence in everything you do? I hope you are, because as Christians we are called to a life of excellence. In Psalm 8, verse 1, we find David reflecting on the name of God as he says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. When you think about it, everything about God is excellent. His loving kindness is excellent. The Bible speaks of his excellent greatness. God's goodness, his work, his will, his way, all celebrated throughout the Scriptures as being excellent. Now, what does that say to us in our walk of daily discipleship? It tells us that whatever we do for the Lord must be done with the pursuit of excellence in mind. Why? Because half-hearted, slipshod, second-rate endeavors do not reflect on the true character of God. Let's say you're a Sunday school teacher for a group of 10-year-olds. And let's say you have a busy schedule, and preparation of your lesson always gets pushed back to late Saturday night. And let's say that your general attitude toward your lesson is, well, that's good enough. Do you think those 10-year-olds will see that? Of course they will. And what conclusion will they draw as they observe your second-rate preparation and performance? Obviously, they will conclude that what is done for the Lord doesn't matter. Anything is good enough. On the other hand, if you work hard at your preparation and give it everything you have, those kids are going to catch a valuable lesson from how you teach as well as what you teach. The person who challenged me in this whole idea of Christian excellence was Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators. From the earliest days of his ministry, Dawson was wholehearted in everything he undertook for the Lord, and he expected it of others as well. When the secretaries typed letters and when the organization printed materials, he wanted them to look sharp for the glory of God. He kept asking why some insurance company could always put out quality materials while the people of God are satisfied with ink blots and crooked print on the church bulletin. Dawson refused to accept mediocrity as an alternative in Christian living. He saw excellence not as an end in itself, but as a testimony to the God whom he served. As we read through the Psalms, we find a continuing celebration of God's excellence. May it challenge us to forsake the path of mediocrity and let God fulfill his perfect will in our lives as we live to exalt his excellent name. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.